Chapter 21. Dissolution. The Sekita-class star destroyer Conquest hung in fixed orbit above the Kurita Imperial Navy Deep Dock Facility 2, some 500,000 kilometers from the eponymous planet. On the bridge, Vice Admiral Rancid received an update from the ship's commander. "Sir, the Carrion Spike has reverted to real space, bearing 003 ecliptic. Target is acquired. Firing solutions have been computed, and all starboard batteries are standing by." Rancid took a final look at the myriad ships that made up a task force and turned from the bridge viewport.
"Prepare to fire on my command."
"Awaiting your word."
"Belay that command,"
a voice boomed from the rear of the command bridge. Rancid, the commander, and several nearby officers and specialists turned in unison to see Darth Vader storming forward on the elevated walkway, his cape billowing behind him, a squad of armed stormtroopers marching in step in his black wake.
"Lord Vader,"
Rancid said in genuine surprise,
"I wasn't informed you were aboard."
"With purpose, Vice Admiral,"
Vader said, then swung to the bridge officer.
"Commander, direct your technicians to scan the Carrion Spike for life forms."
The commander looked to Rancid, who returned a dubious nod.
"Do as he orders."
Vader came to a halt in the center of the walkway and put his gloved hands on his hips, fingers forward.
"Well, Commander?"
The commander straightened from peering at a console over the shoulder of one of the specs.
"These scanners aren't picking up any life signs."
He glanced at Rancid in confusion.
"Sir, the corvette is deserted and appears to be astrogating on autopilot."
Rancid shook his head in denial.
"But that can't be."
Vader looked at him.
"Your co-conspirators abandoned the ship before it jumped to hyperspace, Vice Admiral."
Alarm found its way into Rancid's perplexity.
"My co-conspirators, Lord Vader?"
"Don't act surprised,"
Vader said.
"This entire charade was yours from the start."
Rancid tightened his fists and worked his jaw while the warship's commander and the rest exchanged worried glances. When he began to move toward one of the forward chairs, Vader raised his hand and clenched it.
"Stay right where you are, Vice Admiral."
Vader pointed his finger at the bridge officer.
"Order the commanders of the Task Force Flotilla to stand down from general quarters."
The bridge officer nodded and walked backward to the communications board.
"Immediately, Lord Vader."
Vader turned to Rancid once more.
"You made a deal with some of your former intelligence assets. Displeased with certain events that occurred at the end of the war, they were seeking a way to avenge themselves on the Empire, and you provided one. You allowed them access to confiscated technologies, and you facilitated the theft of Governor Tarkin's ship after luring him into your plot with counterfeit holotransmissions. You supplied them with tactical information along the way, and by doing so, you are complicit in the deaths of thousands of Imperial effectives and the destruction of Imperial facilities."
Vader paced to the viewports and returned, positioning himself a meter from Rancid.
"You assured your co-conspirators that they would be allowed to strike at Kurita and continue their reign of terror. But in fact, you planned to betray them here, seeing to their deaths and so eliminating everyone who had been witness to your treachery. By having predicted where they would show themselves, and by having put an end to their campaign, you would have earned the approval of the Emperor. And what, Vice Admiral? Exactly what did you hope to achieve?"
Rancid regarded him with sudden loathing.
"You, of all people, need to ask."
Vader said nothing for a long moment, then approximated a sniff.
"Power, Admiral. Influence. Perhaps you simply felt overlooked, that you too should have been named a moth."
Rancid bit back whatever he had in mind to say.
If only you had been one step ahead of your co-conspirators, rather than one step behind.
Vader continued in false lament.
Consider how far you might have risen in the Emperor's estimation had you been able to predict that they would betray you and go on to execute the plan they had in mind from the beginning.
Curiosity seeped into Rancid's rigid expression.
What plan?
This system was never meant to be their final target, Vice Admiral. The deal they made with you merely gave them free rein to carry out a mission of their own. They transferred to a different ship, and are now on their way to the actual target.
Where?
Rancid asked in an insistent tone.
That is not your concern. Understand as well, Vice Admiral, that the Emperor has long held suspicions about you. He allowed your scheme to unfold as a means of ensnaring everyone involved in your conspiracy.
Rancid's courage returned.
What is the target, Vader? Tell me.
Your apprehension is misplaced,
Vader said in a menacingly calm voice. He lifted his right hand and began to bring his thumb and fingers together, then stopped.
No. You have already determined the method of your execution.
He swung to the squad of stormtroopers.
Lieutenant Crest, Admiral Rancid is to be escorted to and placed inside an escape pod. I will give the order to launch the pod, and Admiral Rancid, once removed to a distance from this vessel, will issue the fire order that destroys it.
Vader glanced over his shoulder at Rancid.
Does that meet with your approval, Vice Admiral?
Rancid snarled.
I won't beg you, Vader.
It would not affect the outcome in any case.
Vader nodded to the stormtroopers, who moved forward to surround Rancid.
One last thing, Vice Admiral,
Vader said as Rancid was being escorted aft down the walkway.
Moff Tarkin sends his regards.
A warship lay in wait in the shadow of a cratered, waterless moon in a star system coreward of the Gulf of Tatooine. Since it was not the product of a major shipbuilding conglomerate,